You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my final guest today is Laray Jones. Hi, Laray.
Hi, Shelley.
So you're here to talk about LunaFest, film festival, annual event, and this is the 14th one. Have you been a part of all of them?
I do believe so. We started back in 2009, I believe, and it's actually the 20th year for the LunaFest films, but we didn't get started right at the beginning. So it's been a great, great fundraiser for us, and we really miss not being able to do it in person this year.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could tell us a little bit about LunaFest for those who don't know what it is or have never been before.
Okay. The Lunabar people have put together, they do films every year, and they're all short films, international films, by women and for women. And men love them too. We've got lots of men that have come to our events in the past, but the directors are all women, and wide variety of topics, and absolutely wonderful. I'm impressed every year.
Yeah. And I know, because I asked you before we started talking, you haven't seen the films yet. But do you want to talk a little bit about maybe some of the ones that you've enjoyed last year, some of the highlights?
Yeah, one of my very favorite ones, going back to whenever, was about a group of women who play basketball. And the part that was really interesting is that they were average age 80.
Wow.
And they had a ball and kept moving. They played really good ball. one year, there was a very poignant film about a transgender little boy. And that, too, was quite wonderful. That one was out of Sweden, I believe. There's often an animated one. And this year, I noticed that the animated one has to do with immigration on our southern border of the U.S. There's also one this year that's going to be an Arctic odyssey of women, so going to the North Pole.
Yeah.
So we can all identify with that one. Another year, there was a really interesting one of a young woman who was contemplating suicide standing on a platform in a metro station. And the woman standing next to her struck up a conversation and befriended her. And it was just really one of those tugging at the heartstrings ones. Often there's a funny one. There was a really funny one year of an Indian, from India, Indian man who was trying to keep his daughter from dating somebody that was absolutely hilarious. And like I said, often they're international. This year there's 7 films, and 20 minutes is probably the longest one. And only we have to do it virtually this year. So
right.
Tickets are on sale now. And they will start showing them on Friday, this coming Friday, the 5th. At 7 o'clock, and people who buy tickets have a 48-hour window in which to watch them. So you can kind of fit it into your own schedule.
Right, right. Well, I checked out the lineup, and there is also a trailer out there too. If you're not sure that you're going to like it, you can watch the trailer and get a great taste of what the film lineup is this year. And I'm always happy to see that there is a animated movie or in the mix, because I, for one, have never outgrown cartoons. And it's so interesting, Laray, because I every single one that you mentioned that you remembered, I remember as well. Those movies can be very high impact. And I'm a big fan of short films myself. So
yeah.
Okay, so as you mentioned, it's moved to a virtual platform, and it's very easy to see how this event can move online, and how you can watch from a link with your bubble or by yourself from your home, and that part of it makes a lot of sense. But a big component that's missing is the dessert silent auction. So I know you said you weren't having that this year. Would you like to talk a little bit more about how this event will be a fundraiser for Juno Pro-Choice Coalition?
Yes. The Juno Pro-Choice Coalition has been around for 30 years, and I've been involved for maybe 25 of that. We raise money. We helped raise money to get Planned Parenthood to town. We helped raise the money to get them started. And now we give out a scholarship every year. Last year, we were able to give out three. But so whatever money we manage to raise from this will help with a scholarship, probably only one scholarship, since we won't have the silent auction to help bring in money this year. So one, and then we also help with ads. You'll find us showing up in Perseverance Theater ads and the symphony ads and all of those. So that's what we use this money for. The Juno Pro-Choice has another arm, which is our political arm, and we that's a whole nother story, but that's not what this money goes for.
Got it. And another component of Luna Fest is the featured speakers. So do you want to, are you doing anything like that in its place?
No, not this year. However, the board managed to, we recorded via Zoom an introduction to the film. So the Luna Fest people, the Luna Bar people have added that to the beginning of the film. So when you open them up to start watching, you'll get a quick introduction from the board.
Oh, that's great.
Of the Juno. Yeah.
That's a very nice touch.
It was a very nice touch. So anybody that wants a ticket, they need to go to our website, which is junochoice.com. And there's a link right there that takes you to the Luna Bar people who are handling the ticket sales for us.
And it sounds like it's pretty easy to sign up, and then you'll get a link. And when does it go live? When can everyone start watching Luna Fest?
I think 7 o'clock Friday night, the 5th.
Excellent. Okay. And if you,
and then for 48 hours after that.
Well, I think that's pretty good. It's they're making it pretty easy for us if we can't go watch it at Centennial.
Yeah. Well, Centennial Hall had already canceled us anyway, because they're using that for something else these days. So we had to do something. And this was great.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that you were able to put together something else, and I'm glad that we can share it with Juno, who's always been a big supporter of the of the film festival. So, Larae Jones, thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about today while you're here before we say goodbye?
Just thank you to the Luna Bar people who help put this together every year. I think it's great, and thanks for all of Juno who's been showing up for the last 14 years.
Well, thank you too, Larae, for helping to organize it for the last 14 years.
Thanks, Shelley.
All right. Take care and stay safe.
All right. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.